From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, June 8th. Coming up, we'll learn more about one fish species' struggle to survive in the Missouri River after people began installing dams and engineering the river's current. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a budget yesterday that he calls balanced and compassionate. Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker capped off a week-long statewide budget tour at Chicago's Christopher House to sign the $50.4 billion spending plan that takes effect July 1st. It sends more money to early childhood and K-12 education, plus MAP grants, which will make it easier for more students to attend college. Pritzker says this budget reflects the state's priorities.
We've eliminated our overdue bills. We've paid down $10.5 billion in debt, including pension debt. Our once empty rainy day fund is now rising to $2 billion.
The budget passed with no Republican support. They say it's full of gimmicks and doesn't address, for example, the true cost of a program providing health care to undocumented immigrants. I'm Alex Degman.
Detectives from several jurisdictions are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting in Rantoul. It started yesterday at 12:30 p.m. when police located a vehicle along Campbell Avenue that was involved in another incident. One of the occupants fled the scene. Officers say one of those people fell to the ground while holding a gun in the 400 block of Bell Avenue. An officer fired, striking the person, who later died at the hospital. The identity of the person shot, as well as the officers, has not been released. Carissa Nelson is a longtime resident of Rantoul and a mother of two children. She lives on the same street as the shooting.
I mean, it was shocking to see my street filled with police, but it feels like it was a one-off. You know, Rantoul overall is a really great community, and I don't think this takes away from that.
Rantoul police say they will issue more information today. This is the second officer-involved shooting this year. In February, 23-year-old Azan Lee of Champaign was killed by a bullet from his own gun during a struggle with police. The LGBTQ rights organization Human Rights Campaign has declared a national state of emergency for all queer people in the United States, citing the surge of anti-LGBTQ legislation in state houses around the country. Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson reports.
Members of Champaign-Urbana's queer community say the declaration affirms what they were already experiencing. Nicole Friedman with Uniting Pride of Champaign County says her organization has already seen the effects of the anti-LGBTQ legislation being passed outside of Illinois.
For the first time ever in the last few months, our organization is getting outreach from families that are fleeing other states.
Friedman says that queer residents of states that protect LGBTQ rights, like Illinois, can be affected by legislation elsewhere.
It does not have to be a law being passed in your city, your county, or your state to have the kind of negative impact and outcome.
For now, Friedman says the queer community will continue to fight and demand their rights be protected by law. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how changes to the Missouri River are making it difficult for one fish species to survive. That story is next on 217 Today.
Our House is a riveting new four-part mystery series about conspiracy, betrayal, and a marriage in ruins. Fee Lawson arrives home one day to discover strangers moving into her house and is shocked to learn that her husband Bram is missing. Her confusion and fear build as she realizes the secrets and lies have only just begun. Learn how to watch this and other gripping mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Since the age of the dinosaurs, pallid sturgeon have thrived in what's become the Missouri River. The fish made it through mass extinctions and multiple ice ages. But populations have plummeted over the last 90 years as humans installed dams and engineered the river current. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rember reports the pallid sturgeon's struggle may be the signal of larger issues in the Missouri River.
Early on a fall morning, a graduate student leans forward on an airboat, reaching for a fishing line that she baited the night before. For hours, it floated in Nebraska's Platte River, an offshoot of the Missouri. Her professor, Mark Pegg, looks on to see what she's caught.
Looks like there's a fish or two on. Might not be the right fish, but...
Pegg and his students are searching for the endangered pallid sturgeon. It's a funny-looking fish with a long snout and a humped back, all covered in beige scales. The funky features are for a good reason, says Wayne Nelson Stastny with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
If you are going to design a fish in an engineering program to the Missouri River, where you can't see, you can smell, you can hear, and to be able to handle the currents, a pallid sturgeon is what you would design.
But those traits didn't help out when the pallid came up against the massive projects of the 20th century, when engineers built dams and narrowed the river. That basically eliminated the fish's habitat, and soon it was rare to catch a young pallid sturgeon.
What they were capturing was older fish, never anything in the small young type pallids. And so there was a major concern about, are we going to have this population go extinct?
Biologists were worried about what it meant if this fish, so in tune with the river after millions of years of evolution, was struggling. Those concerns kickstarted a hatchery to resuscitate the pallid sturgeon population. Biologist Chris Hooley leads the Gavin's Point National Fish Hatchery in Yankton, South Dakota. He talks over dozens of huge fish tanks to explain the program.
In this building, there's about 1,600 fish, and what it serves for is it's a genetic backup for the pallid sturgeon in the upper Missouri River.
The hatchery raises baby pallids from eggs and then releases them into the river to keep the population going. Hooley uses an ultrasound machine to examine a fish.
Oh, winner, winner. All those little BBs that you see are actually black eggs inside this fish. So this is a female that's reproductive that will spawn in the spring.
But eventually, biologists want pallids to reproduce naturally and grow in the Missouri without their help. So the Corps of Engineers has been working to recreate their pre-engineering habitats. Changing stretches of the river to benefit endangered species hasn't been popular. It came to a head after the region saw devastating floods in 2011 and 2019. Farmers blamed the habitat restoration projects for their damaged property. Here's Wayne Nelson Stastny of Fish and Wildlife again.
I've been in meetings where busloads of people show up and say, my farm is not your laboratory.
But to Jared Mestel, who worked in Nebraska game and parks for decades, the pallid sturgeon has mistakenly become a scapegoat for larger problems on the river.
The ecosystem is in trouble on the Missouri River. It's not the pallid sturgeon is in trouble.
Mestel thinks narrowing the river for the navigation industry increased flood heights and frequencies. He says undoing those projects and widening the river could restore habitat for animals like the pallid sturgeon and make more room for flood years.
Yes, it will cost a lot of money, but have a system that will meet our needs today and for a long way in the future.
A future that will likely include more flooding as climatologists predict stronger and more frequent storms. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rumbert.
This story is part of NOVA's Climate Across America initiative with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's being distributed by Harvest Public Media. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, May Antar, Owen Henderson, and Elizabeth Rembert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.